back with another rude interruption.
Banger of a pod. Cheers. You know where we're at.
We're taking shots of wheatgrass again because Brick thinks it's going to keep us healthy.
You know, why not? A little wheatgrass is where you're at. And that's the Lost Minds podcast, baby dolls. Thank you for joining us on this fine evening. And we are taking shots as always, but we are taking shots of something else.
Suja's.
Yeah, a little bit of immunity.
I genuinely don't know how I feel about
shots
this stuff, dude.
Of wheatgrass.
Hey, dude. I feel like it's
not bad.
Are you doing that one thing with that one lady did?
Meditations?
To her, like her daughter, where she like kept her sick. So she would keep coming or like stay
home. Oh, like
home.
Sixth Sense? When she's like poisoning her with the freaking pine cell. And she's like, remember? And she's like, don't tell me how bad it tastes because you know it hurts my feelings. Because that one girl caught her, how she was been poisoning the daughter, keeping her sick.
Damn.
And she eventually dies.
Is that what you're doing to us?
Because
ever since we started drinking this.
If I was, what would you do about it?
I just keep drinking them, dude.
You're
going
to die.
I'm ready, dude. I'm ready for...
He's like, can I have another one?
Jesus to take me. Yeah, give me a whole gallon of them.
Oh, and there, no, I started doing this too because we were always taking shots and stuff. And then in order to cut back, because I was like, man, I feel like I just get temperamental from drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, yeah, that's a good idea to kind of do that. But oddly enough, and then I think it's just, I thought it was something that was related to me, which I think it is, but quinquedentally, right? Simulation theory, what we normally take a shot for. Have you seen people talk about how, I've seen at least a couple of threads. Where people talk about they get more extreme hangovers nowadays or people get more sick from alcohol these days because they think that either the alcohol is crappier or maybe it's more poisonous or whatever.
But or it's more like, pure.
Everyone's like, just don't you feel older. Sicker? I think maybe people go hard or some shit like that.
No, I think people
I think that's why I can't freaking drink as much, dude, because I think probably that is like I've just gotten older and just certain alcohols, my stomach and stuff's just like, okay. No.
I thought you were going to blame alcohol as much. Like just beer, like I every just other person. Mm-hmm. It's actually the alcohol. It's not me.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually really healthy.
Well, dude. Well, here's one. Like, so
I've been eating avocados and eggs.
Oh, that's it. Well, it's funny because it's all like power. I think of perception and stuff too. Because there was a video going around of Seth Rogen where he lit three joints and then he's like, hey everybody, he's like, we got a new ashtray coming out from whatever that freaking thing he's got, houseplant. And he's like, it's for people that want to smoke together or if someone that wants you to smoke three joints or whatever. And he's like, yeah, available at Houseplant or whatever it is. And everybody, like, started posting this stuff, like, where he was talking about how him and his wife don't want to have kids. And they're like, yeah, I'd rather just sit in my bed and smoke weed and watch cartoons than to, like, watch it with a kid or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, listen to this guy, dude. Is that his end goal in life? He just wants to, like, smoke weed. You know, this is what the problem with people that smoke weed, you know, what dirtbags. All this kind of shit. But to me, I was like, okay.
Yeah, everybody was offended by it.
Dude, the part that cracked me up is I bet most of them were like, what are you going to do when you're tired? I'll be fucking sipping Mai Tais on the beach. It's like, oh, no shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking really? That's like essentially like the same thing, right? Of Willie Nelson smoking a joint on the
plus
beach.
Everybody has their own fucking reasons, right?
Yeah, and then like, it's
for life.
Just doesn't want to be a fucking dad.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he'll be shitty or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And just different priorities, you know, right? Everyone's got different goals in life. And it's funny because you can't.
I'd hate for my kid to hear that laugh, too.
Or imagine a little kid with that laugh. That'd be so funny.
Hey, and chances are, dude, maybe a lot of times...
Just kidding, I love your laugh, dude.
And with a lot of times, the people that get older like that, they decide they want kids later on, and they can't, and what they end up doing is adopting, and he might adopt later on, and that's...
A 17-year-old
boy. Yeah, that might fit way easier, you know?
Perfect for Hollywood dudes, right?
No shit, he gets him in there. Because
didn't somebody adopt a kid like that and they married him afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Who
no,
the fuck was that?
Freaking Woody Allen married or got a little baby. And she was like 9 or some shit, dude, and grew up. And then
was it Woody Allen? Is that the person I'm thinking of? Mm-hmm.
Well, he ended up leaving his wife for her, like right when she turned like 18 or some shit like that. That was a super weird ass scandal of things, which is very weird because then he went still
is
making
related
movies
to Tim
and
Allen?
Doing all that. I don't think so. I don't know. Tim Allen is an interesting one. Wasn't he like a prisoner or something?
Didn't he make a Nightmare Before Christmas?
No.
Who did that?
No,
Tim Burton.
It's Tim Burton.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck, dude. There's a lot of Tims, dude. Tim this, Tim that, Tim the Tat Man, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he's actually a streamer.
I like Tim the Tat Man. He's cool.
Oh, the streamer guys?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are pretty funny. Yeah, are you still watching streamers like on Twitch and that?
Social media? Not as
never
much.
Watched streamers.
Where
would
they
clips.
Be? Oh, so it'd be like on YouTube then?
Still kind of like Premiere? I think, What the fuck's a new... There's a new platform that pays way more for them to do that shit. I guess Twitch is like... You get like... It's like 20 cents on the dollar. Mm-hmm. So if somebody donates you like $5, you get like $1. Twitch keeps the rest of it or some shit. There's a new one. I don't know what it's called, but apparently it gives you like 85%.
Kick?
Is it Kick? Yeah, kick. I think so. Because Twitch is like robbing the streamers.
That's what I was curious about, because like that's what with a lot of social media is. There was, it seemed like it was so more, much more prevalent, and there was a lot more things in there, but just not the same vigor behind all that same stuff. So like, yeah, Kick. There's what Twitch, Kick, YouTube still does their streaming a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Rumble will probably start streaming, but they're like a weird version of YouTube. Still, you know, and so you're like, okay.
OnlyFans streams too sometimes, I think. That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
What I've heard from other people.
Not, I guess, that, well, side note on that one with Tim Allen and Woody Allen. Tim Allen's last name is actually Dick. So it's Tim Allen Dick. So he's technically not really an Allen, but that isn't, I wonder, dude, about
Tim Dick.
Tim Allen Dick.
I wonder
Tim
about Allen. Tim's Dick.
Tim
dude.
Allen Dick.
It's like, I wonder about Tim's Dick. Did I say that out loud? Sorry. Well, I mean, on YouTube, well, we're 6 minutes in, but on YouTube, what is it, the first couple minutes, if you say any type of swear word automatically?
I think we've sworn in the first, like, three words.
Oh, yeah, like, there's people, so shout out to a podcast, Tinfoil Hat, they have in their intro, like, it starts off like, yo, what the fuck are you guys even talking about, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since they've had that, they've, I guess, recently come to find that, you know, oh, if you swear within the first, I think, minute or two, AI essentially goes through and automatically kind of
flags it
and puts it, just kind of delists it, just
damn,
by no one even kind of interacts with it at all. And it's kind of funny because you're just kind of, something's that easy and you won't even know, and you're like, what the heck? And then just something so simple.
Why don't we just start talking like Mormons? What the frick, dude?
That's how a lot of that content got pushed though too, dude, a lot of that safe content, because it is one thing that if they can advertise to children, that is something I do not get. But places and things like companies, if they're like, man, if we can get these kids to fucking drink beers, dude, how the fuck, you know?
Because
like,
I don't think it's about that. I think it's like that old mentality, that old like no swearing in church kind of shit.
Did you curse? Yeah, how they freak out.
You
like,
got it formal? Is it formal talk? Like, we don't want. Oh, yeah. No, we don't want formal talk around here.
Dude, people will be in a crazy. A guy will straight up like run you off the road, crash your car, cause like a giant pile up and shit, almost kill all these people and. Get out and be like, dude, are you fucking stupid, dude? And the guy would be like, hey, don't curse at me. Do not curse, dude. This guy's cursing at me. And like, dude,
them are fighting words.
You literally almost killed everybody, dude. But you're cursing, dude. And it's like, okay, that doesn't trump that, you know? Because for some people, I find that so funny.
But it
dude.
Does, because cursing is forbidden in the Bible.
Words. Yeah.
Driving your car is not.
Not cursing isn't. Saying the Lord's name in vain is, technically, right? That or like, that, you know, like curse thy name or whatever, or something like that. Because I want to say that. Essentially,
I never even really understood that, dude.
I think what we refer to as swear words probably was never was, and like fag, you know, bundle of sticks.
Chill.
Back then, you know, like remember in the Dan Carlin books, or Dan Carlin, he'd be reading things talking about, was it in the Martin Luther where they're burning? Oh, no, it was when they're burning the witches. And they're like, people kept screaming. And he's like, we kept tossing bundle of faggot upon faggot on top of this thing. And she kept screaming and screaming. But he was essentially meaning like how they bundle a stick for like throwing into a fire, just like it's a certain way it's bundled. But now, you know, you say it and stuff. So essentially, I don't know, he'd maybe look down and be like, hey, man, these that's just little kids and their words. But supposedly saying the name in vain is bad. Like no saying Jesus Christ or nothing.
I don't get that.
I'm
dude.
So confused.
The F word.
Some people say, though, if. Depending on one of the passages, it says,
the F
you know, what
like
is my name?
It just goes on to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but also it does have
bananas. It's a good filler, dude. It's a good filler. You can use it to
steak.
Kick start you off into the next the next sentence. Dude.
Yeah, like, here we fucking go again.
Yeah. You're like, fuck. Anyways, just start talking. You're just like, what was that for? Just like, just go about that.
That's how I like to start my races, with a nice solid. It's a really good word.
That's how like
it fills everything.
They talk about the way Bill Burr has a joke about that, where it talks about how it sounds more racist when if you say "fuck" before or after, like this fucking motherfucker, or if you look at or like, you know, like this motherfucking.
You know, you want to say it, dude.
Well, he says it like it's
who did it?
Bill Burr has a bunch of them.
Oh, Bill Burr.
Well, I don't want to like because he does it a good way about tiptoeing and not a...
Look, here. Look, give me that over there. I'll bleep it out as you say the hard R word, dude.
Enhances.
Enhance. Got you, bitch! Oh, no
one... One thing I hate doing is trying to, like, do somebody's stand-up comedy if you don't kind of have the cadence, because sometimes it just butchers it. And so sometimes I'm, like, trying to... I try not to butcher it, because, yeah, it doesn't do it justice.
No.
And it's funny, like, tell them, like, Mitch Hedberg's a funny one, because if you can get the cadence down good with the dryness, and then you tell people, like, yo, Mitch Hedberg has some funny jokes. But it, if you don't get it down right sometimes, it just sounds kind of funny. People are like, You got a touch of that tism.
Yeah, there's a new guy coming out, and he's like a fresh comic, like really green, and his cadence is kind of like Mitch Hedberg's. I think he's like Wallace something.
Trevor Wallace.
I don't know, dude, but he does like really dry jokes like that too.
Trevor like, Wallace.
I think he's gonna be the next
big thing.
No, I don't know about big thing, but he's trying. He's really trying to do the whole Mitch Hedberg.
Comedy thing,
comedy like style.
Where do you go for that? Like, would you, if we wanted to take a trip, would you guys be down to like? I guess probably be Austin, huh? Go to Mothership,
Austin.
No,
you don't go to, like,
no,
New York
we're not going there, dude.
Well, New York was the spot for
That's where all the freaking guys are going. We got to go to the Black Net or the Dark Net. Comedy clubs.
The Black Net.
The Dark Net.
I'll go to the Black Net. Where's the Black?
You mean the Dark Web?
Yeah, the Dark Web. I keep fucking forgetting what it's called, dude. I'm a little got a bit of the tism. No, like you go to the comedy clubs that like nobody's at, you know, the illegal stuff. Like
what?
The fucking.
No, we want to go where like the new and up and comers are trying to go.
No, the mothership is like the McDonald's, dude. We're trying to find Mama Ria's pizzeria, dude.
No, Mama Ria's, like, dude.
Well, what is it? So New York City. Back in there.
That's
so,
it. We're going to New York City.
Well, that used to be good. So, like, 15, 20 years ago?
What about the rats?
You had Mitch Beck.
Rats are I heard they're in the streets.
You see how many freaking illegals are there now? All the rats are gone.
Scooping them all up, taking care of them. Business. Mm-hmm. Hey, that ain't too bad.
I say something to them.
There was even on a Dirty Jobs, they had a bunch of, like, people that went around and hunted them with their little dogs. Yeah. They, like, kick over garbage cans and the dogs would toss them in the air and shit. Fuck them up.
That's what they're saying.
The immigrants?
No, the little dogs. Yeah, the dogs. They're like biting them and shit. And they're like, fuck yeah, dude. Get him, Francisco. And they're like, oh, where the hell is he from? France, dude. It's like, oh, shit.
That's what we call him, Francisco, dude.
Yeah, it's funny because that was like when we was working with this guy, Serge. Freaking, he put it on his name thing. And so people were coming in there. And if they came from like Mexico or something, they'd be like, yo, Sergio. And he's like, isn't that Sergio? Because being from Russia, it's Sergey and stuff like that. So it's kind of funny. But Serge is still like the common, I guess, like fucking acronym for it or something. What would you call that? A nickname? Shortened name? But
the starting point.
Calling sign?
Serge.
Serge. Remember that drink, Serge? That's like the drink Vault, like all those kind of drinks. Dude,
Buku, bro. Do you remember that shit?
Dude, you got Mountain Dew over here. Just like, I've just been here, dude. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, that shit was made for freaking, what, moonshine?
Alcohol. Speaking of alcohol. Moonshine.
Oh, you're feeling it, dude.
I don't know, are you? Why'd you whip these out?
Just in case, dude. I knew you filled it up and you was happy for
it? I'm sick of this. I'm taking my own shot.
He's like, a shot makes everything.
Ah, dude, damn, that was rough.
Pour
me another, dude.
That makes everything clean, dude. he is pissed in a cup, dude. The control is crazy, dude. He had dropped exactly 2 ounces out, dude.
Woo, dude, exactly. What do they call that muscle? That just closes
Kegel,
like a vice grip.
Kegel, something like that.
Nothing.
That was like on
nothing's
Daniel
getting
Tosh
out of there, dude.
That shit up. Daniel Tosh would always talk about that shit.
Kegels?
Yeah, make sure to do your Kegel exercises. But that's what I think was being interesting, going back to the stand-up comedy shit, is because, back in, 20 years ago, you can go watch, there was Mitch Hedberg, there was Dave Attell, there was probably, like, Bill Burr, Patrice O'Neill, there was probably, like, Louis C.K. was probably over there, like, all these people doing comedy and shit like that. And, and now, dude, now Thanks, there's, bro. Like, nothing like that, I think. I mean, it would probably be the Comedy Mothership. L.A. was kind of like that, but I don't know. Is that the... Hey, a little drizzle.
Yeah. Yours was, like, pump. What are those things that freaking scientists use? The squeeze the thing?
A little...
Like a turkey baster kind of thing? You just, like, bloop, one drop into your cup, fills
it
perfectly.
Catch it in midair, yeah.
You have one of those cups that's, like, the optical illusion where it's... It looks like a big ass tall glass, but it takes like nothing to fill it.
It makes it like a refraction mirror. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, that's a lot.
Pipettes. That's what they're called.
Is that a pipette? Pipettes. Nice. Dude, see, this guy's icing his brain.
I had to think about it. Didn't hear to any of your story, but I figured it out.
Isn't that crazy how your brain will just shut off?
Yeah.
Like, you'll hear us talking like Snoopy freaking characters. Your brain's like, what the fuck? Nipples. I know it started.
Areola. Wop, 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 bologna slice.
Yeah, you're like,
wop, 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 milk dud.
Yeah, dude, you're like, oh, that's how they do it.
That's all my brain picks up because I'm a fucking jerk, dude. Cheers.
Oh, cheers, my to sausage. God, dude. That's fucking funny.
All right, and cheers to you guys, dude. So wherever you're at, this is for you. Everyone's like just sitting there.
We're absolutely sober.
Because since you come here for your pop culture and all your good shit, too, because we like to keep it random. Here's the one thing that is kind of funny, like I was bitching about, that I kind of find it funny that...
You should start with, I was contemplating about.
I was bitching, mainly, you know, really, essentially, it's complaints.
It is what it is if he doesn't have a solution, right?
I'm just trying
to calm down. Or you're just kind of, like, voicing it out. It's kind of funny that's, like, commentators and stuff, when they're, like... complaining about these people whining about something. It's like, bro, you're whining about a person whining, bro. It's
fine. Yeah. Okay.
But there's a thing going around where there's this chick who...
Is she hot?
Yeah, I think so. All
right.
And all the stuff that she, like... I don't know. Let me see if I can find the original one.
Posts?
Yeah, so she posts all kinds of different stuff, but then there's this girl that has... was reposted this video saying, hey, let me get the original one, because she's since, like, that's the other thing, too, is now I think they're, like, you know, they're essentially attention farming, but this lady's like, yeah, this accent should be illegal. Women like this should be banned from doing any type of manual labor. She's not even very feminine, and American women are literally just men and whatever, like, talking crap.
Ooh.
And so it's just this girl, whoa.
Oh, Hannah Baron, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Hannah Baron's dope as shit.
The noodler or whatever.
Yeah, she's the one who sticks her freaking arms down for noodling season and holes and pulls out giant catfish.
They're like showing out this little house or whatever. But like, check this shit out. Let's see if we can like get on the quote tweets.
Wait, people were giving her shit for doing what?
Just like this style of girl, like, you know,
high value American.
So there's essentially girls, like how there's like Andrew Tate's, but there's actually girls that say
be girls instead of be strong
like
girls,
extra feminine. Like you should demand that the men does a handful of the characteristics that you kind of have and stuff like that. Like, hey, you want him to have a 100K car, you want him to make 200,000 a month, mm-hmm. or whatever. Like, these are stipulations that you should be if you value yourself. And same with like this, she's like, this is not the kind of thing, like. I find it funny that people find like, or whatever, she's like, do you agree that these girls are ugly with no makeup and whatever, making these comments and stuff
ugly
about
with no makeup,
yeah, and stuff, trying to like do, hey, this girl needs to be more feminine, blah blah blah. But it's kind of funny, dude, that so then you get all these other people posting about it. It's like, whatever, dude, I find it funny that this girl's has no makeup, she's way more attractive, blah blah. People like, this girl like looks like a prostitute or calling her ugly, and this huge thing comes up and being like, whatever, dude, men all find this girl pretty, you know, because everybody, like right now, we're all like, this girl looks good, you know.
I haven't even seen her,
but it's funny, there's a ton of let me see if I can get to the
phone
quote.
Over there, and
I'll keeps
going with the likes.
Sorry, I'll show you back. But it's funny, everybody that's reposting the same girl, and they're saying, dude, no, these people are crazy, I like this girl. It's funny, it's one post, and there's like 50 million other posts saying, like, no, these people are crazy. And it's like, dude, this one person, dude, the majority, the 80% is all with you. Trust me, it's funny. They're like, you're preaching to the choir, bros. Everybody, all these posts.
So you're just saying everybody's jumping on a sort of a wagon, like a...
That most definitely, and then,
well,
I think a lot of people...
You're going to get more traction when you're going to count. You know, counter to the narrative.
And I think that's what was kind of funny, too, is a lot of these people, I think they are kind of like, well, this is counter narrative. But it's really, I'm like, you're not as like provocative as you think. Like, everybody actually does have a lot of these beliefs. You'd think a lot, like, especially with like the voting things when it's coming to like Biden and Trump. and you're watching people on the street where, like, these young kids are like, man, I want Trump, dude. Trump, I'm tired of this shit right now. And then everyone's like, oh, that's surprising. And then he'll show people, showing people that want to vote for Biden. He's like, oh, that's interesting. And then they'll ask a random person, what do you think? They're like, oh, no, Trump. Well, that's surprising. It's like, is it, though? Like, because maybe the people you talk to are the little bubble. Essentially, you kind of create these little bubbles.
You're in your bubble. You're getting these bubbles. I think that's what all the algorithms are, too, because I've never heard of that.
In there, do you get on Twitter or X? No. I guess so funny. Poor X, it'll maybe never. I wonder if it'll ever
recover
or ever go to X. Everyone still calls it Twitter or Twix or whatever.
It eventually will once you guys are all dead and gone.
They should have done a different name, just interesting. Like,
only when you die will once you X move on. Be, you know, grandiose. Yeah.
After a couple generations of your race, of your humankind.
Well, I was thinking about paying for it because they're doing with the new AI. Well,
you don't have my blessing.
Well, in the new AI, you can use it, and what it does, and I guess eventually, if you just wait a second, maybe that's why I probably don't, because I know if you just a little patience, it'll come out anyways. But the AI has the ability for to like kind of crunch all kinds of information. So pretty soon, with the new update, you'll be able to submit like those bills, House Representative bills that are whatever 120 pages, like with the border thing they're talking about. But then it showed like actually so much more of this is going to this thing, and so much more of this is going to this, and actually there's really very little going to this.
Wait, that, somebody made an AI that'll read the bills and tell you?
Yeah, Gronk or whatever. Will, so the next one it does.
I had to decode that.
You're like, oh, it took me days.
I was so confused, dude, what you were talking about.
I wasn't finished yet. I wasn't finished yet. That's why, dude.
Okay.
Because it was in, so.
Surprising.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, wait, what's it do? What's it do? And I was like, hold on, I'm getting there, dude. But that's what it's going to be, the new update. That's what it's going to be able to do. So when you'll be able to submit it in there, what it'll be able to do is kind of make a breakdown in like a page or two to just essentially get the highlights and be like, hey, this bill is essentially going to distribute this much money to this, this much money to this, this much money to this, instead of having it in a 150-page whole thing.
It'll
where
just break
like,
it down by,
yeah, therefore we can have this thing.
It's super smart.
Where it's all just mainly just legal wordage. They're going to cut that all down and get to like the numbers of it.
Fuck yeah, we can finally get rid of them.
That's why you want to subscribe to X?
Because you can use Gronk for free usually. Mm-hmm. So you have access to the AI, so you can have it do all kinds of stuff like that, which is kind of interesting, too. Yeah. So for random things, if you want it to do workflows things. So if I were to start doing more stock photography, I was thinking about, I'm like, hey, that's a really good AI I could use to fill my descriptions. So it'll fill your descriptions. It can fill your freaking
Do they get a cut of your profits?
No. That's why, well, because you're
that
technically.
Seems like something like a lawsuit later down.
Well, you're paying.
We what, helped you make this money.
It's like $5 you get verified or whatever, $10 you get verified. And then that you basically go back to normal Twitter where you can get seen in the normal shit. Otherwise, you're not down in the just melee that is Twitter now. But
just the
you
dark
have access
pit
to that.
Just
and then, the, especially with the new update, then he's working towards having like a video thing, so you're allowed to upload to it. So you can upload video, music, or whatever.
You'll be able to use it on your smart TV too.
I mean, I was like, shit, why not just upload some episodes straight there? Fuck it. Damn. I mean, I don't know how much they said you can host, but he said you're willing to just upload shit. We could just throw.
Are you
episodes.
Also thinking about getting that brain?
Negative. Thing? I will not do that.
Why not? Then you can connect to that as soon as you think of something.
They do like a suppository one.
Post it. Mm-hmm. Oh, one up your
and
butt.
And a snook or something like that, dude. I'll go one in the pee hole.
That one would be rough, and every time you pee, it measures your flow.
Oh, yeah.
And it tells you, you'll need more.
It controls
coconut
the flow.
Water.
It blocks it. Not yet. Not yet. You're like, oh, you gotta be.
Hold.
This. Yeah,
hold.
You're like, oh, God, come on, bro.
Dude, you're sitting there. You're sitting there fucking literally, and your penis starts talking. It's like, hold, hold. Yeah. 35 more seconds.
What's going on
you're like,
there?
No! Yeah. She's like, what the fuck is that sound? Long story short,
stinky. Yeah.
They're it's getting like, everything prepared.
Oh, wasn't me.
Dude, tells you analysis of everything. The environment in here is quite dry.
Used.
Yeah. Beat up a dog.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh,
like,
God.
Looks like many things have been shipped in here.
Yeah.
Scarred
detecting up. 12 types of life forms. It's like, oh shit.
Well, hopefully
six
it would get to like
DNA. Yeah.
Hopefully, dude, our like technology could get to it where you're like laying there and they could like scan your body and like kind of figure
just
shit out.
Just jerk you off. Just laying there, dude.
Yeah. You wake up.
It's like the machine.
Good morning, sir. I've noticed you.
Yeah.
You're floating off the bed because you like it so hard, dude. It's just gripping you. You're floating. Yeah.
Dude,
like an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. It's just like a
reverse umbrella.
Dude. You just got like, gross. Yeah, it's a public AI where it just goes in there and you're just like, oh, this works. What's the matter? And it just diagnoses you. And it's like, yeah. Oh, it looks like you're depressed. You just need a little rub and tug. And you're like, just start drinking you off. Like, no, no, hey, glass no, case. No. Yeah, it's like everyone just watching you like, oh my God, what the hell?
Jesus.
They're just paying him for that and stuff. You're like,
you have built up pressure.
It's the technology of the future, dude. That thing is, boom, it's just
you can't
being,
see inside of there anymore.
Yeah, it's not pathetic.
It's like it was windows that fog
it's
up.
Like, zzz, zzz.
Little robots, little micro machines, scooping up.
It was like a Titanic and shit. Your hand just like on the fucking window and shit. Everyone's just like, what the fuck, dude? The line around the fucking line like around the entire Day. Block,
Release
dude. Everyone's like,
me.
Yeah,
well, their face up against the glass.
Release me, man.
Damn, it was that.
Open up the door, you fall out like an alien egg.
Yeah.
In a cocoon of some sort of your own specimen.
The specimen like crawls off. I have no need for this anymore. It's your body laying there.
Just like cracked like, open cocoon.
Discarded, dude. Yeah. Just like kicked you, dude.
The old, your old self.
And this guy's like standing there with his kid and he's like, see, that's what they call post-nup depression, son. Mm-hmm. Okay,
there you go. That's why masturbation is bad.
Yeah. Don't let him nut without cuddling.
Oh my God, dude, that got dark so fast.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, that wouldn't make it on YouTube. That would not. Like, they'd be like, but in the OG days,
what were we talking
that
about?
That shit would allow you back on YouTube.
I have no idea, dude.
We're talking about how Twitter and them were being like some BS bullshit, but then the Grunk would be able to, the AI would be able to read those kind of things and you can use the AI and shit. That would be, I was saying that was like a reason to pay for it, but it's kind of funny because that's the model it goes to now where it's just, there's no reason to, you know, pay for it. It's like, why would I pay for this? But that would be a reason you could use that kind of stuff. But it feels like everything's getting to that point. Everything's a fucking subscription now. You got so many different Netflix, Hulu's.
How many subscriptions do you have?
I don't know. Probably should get a good count on them.
Let's see. A couple. And I know I don't even use HBO.
Maybe like Amazon.
But I have it subscribed. Just in case.
Max?
Just in case Game of Thrones comes back.
Well, Max, dude, has some of the better... production companies, so I feel like they get some of the
except
better
they're using like fucking movies from the 60s, dude.
No, they got some good ones.
They get Whack. A lot of new ones coming out too.
Some good ones. Yeah, they have Wonka.
Have you been on Netflix?
Wonka,
the new one.
Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix, dude. They'll be doing the same shit. They like recently added some shit from '96. I'm like, bro.
I don't know, dude. Netflix has been adding some pretty good shit lately.
They've been doing good with their production style, which I don't mind. Like them coming out in their own videos and shit.
Their own shows.
They just funded a Guy Ritchie film. Was it called The Gentleman or something? I was going to watch that because I was like, I went and might as well. Went and seen Dune 2, you know? Might as well try and stay up on that shit.
You like Guy Ritchie?
I do. I like those kind of style movies and stuff like that. And I was like, actually, I'm not mad at that. So trying to watch that. I was trying to watch a little bit more movies this year. So I was like, why not?
Like at the movie theater or just movies in general?
I'd say at the movie theaters...
Dude, there's something good experience. About the movie theaters, bro. Like, every time I go there, I'm always wondering, like...
And I got the feeling there's just going to be, a thing that could, like, die off at some point.
We keep tempting us with those fucking popcorn bucket toppers, dude.
Oh, yo, I know. God,
they need the bottom ones, too.
Hear me out.
Popcorn bottoms?
Yeah, exactly, dude. They need to reverse it, huh?
They need a reverse one where you can put your hand in it.
And it holds it better.
Like a glove that you could put your hand in. So that way, when, like when your partner reaches in, you guys can hold hands inside
like, we need
the
it,
popcorn.
Yeah, we need it tight in there. We need it tight so, you know, only the strong survive, you feel me?
And so or like at the bottom, there's a hole at the bottom with like a really tight,
tight
latex thing that you could like stick your hand into. You reach the popcorn from the bottom, but you don't want it falling out.
Yeah, and you can bring it, when you bring it into the thing, they can see how you've sized the hole and stuff like that. They're like, oh, you no need to fill up. Yeah, no need to fill up the popcorn.
Not.
It's not gonna matter. And you're like, well, the popcorn was more for myself, anyways, dude. Or otherwise, dude, they're like, oh man, dude, does that thing come with free refills? You never know. But
you're gonna have
good
to get an extra
player.
Large bucket, dude. That's what I do, and I put it right on my lap. And I'm like, anybody want popcorn?
Oh yeah.
Next, you know, there's 15 hands coming in from all the angles.
Oh shit, they're everywhere underneath the chair too. Somebody is always
start
somebody
levitating.
Under there.
Like a fucking claw machine.
It's like, yeah, your hands
then
back
you wake
exorcism
up.
Style. It's like,
what the fuck? I had the craziest dream, guys, in the movie theater. You wake up, Inception, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, freaking, to go with, I guess, that thing, would you, out of the questioning of the ladies with the dispute, it, just to, for maybe we can even send it out to the people, too, at home. We'll do one for the guys and for the girls. For the guys, would you rather have a girl that is essentially, she kind of looks, she's more like a dolled-up version. Like, I would imagine, I guess, the girl version of Andrew Tate, all dolled up, all kind of whatever. And then the other girl's kind of more an outdoorsy, maybe just a good-looking tomboy. Not even a tomboy. Huh? Well, she's a tomboy, but that kind of girl.
What kind of feet does she have? Like, Shrek feet?
Damn. So you're
like, he's asking the real questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got it.
Well, she puts a high heel slipper on.
Yeah, he's like, if I find
does she struggle to put it on? Or does it slide in smooth like Cinderella?
Yeah. What is it, Feet Finder?
That's only fucking.
So it's this type of girl, I guess, that maybe you would say.
That looks fake.
Guido style.
Kim Kardashian.
Dude, yeah. Like you had her at an angle. I was almost like.
Chiseled jaw that's been.
Lizard.
That's her right there in an interview talking about some stuff. But that's a guy.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Hey, man, look, he's just fucking mansplaining the whole interview, apparently.
Ooh, dude, do you know that's the Devil's Star?
In there, but okay, so that's her anyways. Okay. But then the other girl was that girl we were talking about, that Hannah girl, huh? And, I mean, she just, a different style, you know? She dials up too.
Some people like Ford, some people like Chevy.
Well, I guess here what I would get to is that is
I
like,
can't convince them that they're wrong.
I would actually probably prefer more a girl this style compared to a girl the other style, just because I feel like this would be more my speed, you know, compared to that. I don't think I would be able. I don't even keep up with that kind of fashion, dude. So I don't think we'd be on the same page. But I'm just saying like that. But I guess to flip it around for the girls, like, would you like somebody like that more, who's cleaned up? You could say like Andrew Tate, metrosexual style. I mean, but he's more alpha though. He can
or like you. Kick.
No, I'd say, or more like someone who's like a farmer kind of dude. Someone like freaking.
Like you.
Zach Bryan. I'm not more outdoorsy like that. Maybe.
Are you in the middle?
Yeah, where are you at?
I'd be more towards the outdoors kind of leaning, because that's what I was thinking, like her, it would be better because we go fishing. We're one of those weird boys.
I've never gone fishing.
We were joking about it.
Don't put me there.
Yeah,
we're one of them boys. I don't even know how to cut bread, dude.
We're one of them boys that had our fishing things up, just like girls pose with their dildos, dude.
No, I've never done that.
Yeah, we are.
Dude, I'm high class. I deal with gold.
You're like, I'm fancy. Yeah, I've been one of them boys.
I got a watch at home.
Where most people, like the 80%, which are probably more looking like the Kardashian style, would probably be like, that's corny. But the 20%, which is she, might be like, man, I got a bigger one, and she might want to talk shit. I'll be like, hey, that'd be cool. Let's go fishing.
I don't know where you got those percentages from, but I don't think 80% look Kim Kardashian.
Technically, that's the thing, dude.
They might like it, but they don't look like it, dude.
They might try it, but they don't do it.
Hey, if you can't knock it until they try it. So.
That's a commitment.
You can only pay for enough liposuction, lip injections.
And freaking filler and all that shit.
Yeah, so
you run dry and then you look like.
Well, and then every day you're doing that and you're trying to go to work and you're trying to freaking look like that.
Trying to do makeup. Have you ever tried to do makeup?
Have you ever done it? Have you ever put on makeup?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah. You're like, oh, good.
Why are you still getting undressed? I gotta show them.
Yeah, the freaking. What do you guys think? What are you in that 80-20? Because I'll shout that out as a book. I think the 80-20 is an interesting book, and it does have a
interesting principle. Is that where that was going?
Yeah, so that's a good way to look at it.
He trying to sell me a book, boy?
Yeah. It's really good. No, oftentimes, it's like an 80-20 thing. Like, 20 will make up that, and so that's where that number comes from. Because, yeah, it could be less. I always thought it could be more. You never know.
If you're living with a roommate in a house and they're getting mad at you because you don't do the dishes or you don't clean or whatever, it's because of the 80-20. They see 80% of what they're doing.
But not 20% of what you're doing.
But not the 20% of what you're not doing.
Yeah. Or
some shit like that.
Exactly like that. They value what they do is 80% of the work, and what you're doing, your task, is like a 20% task. So they're like, man, what's going on? They're not focusing on the same thing, or vice versa. That's essentially it's an interesting little principle if you like look at it. Like,
I've read the book for sure.
There, because it's kind of, you almost don't even need to read the book, even though I'm shouting them out. There's multiple books that have to do with 80-20, but if you essentially just kind of do that with a lot of context that you look at, if it's just some kind of thing like
in life in general,
you look at like a basketball team, you know, 20% of the players probably make 80% of the points, you know, on that team. and vice versa or something.
I think it's the same thing on the freeway. It's like 20% of the people make 80% of the traffic.
It's like, I think freaking 50% of the time, right? 60% of the stats are wrong.
Yeah.
It's official over here, dude.
One book I will shout out that is actually on Bill Gates' freaking reading recommended book list was How to Lie with Statistics. And it's supposedly telling you how to avoid it, but it's kind of funny because it does show you how people do it, and they do it all the time. And one they even happened to do during kind of COVID, and it was kind of funny because they'll do it in a sense of where they'll say it was when they're doing the antibodies. They were like, hey, we can only produce like 4,000 of these things a month, you know, so it really doesn't mm-hmm. work as well. And with these vaccines and that, you can get anywhere between 11 or 1,200 a week, you know, we can get out. And essentially, that's what, 4,500, maybe 4,600. So it's a little bit more, but it just sounds like a lot more when you put it in there. Like, damn, that's okay, it's coming out a little quicker. And so that when you actually add stuff up, a lot of times, especially with the news and things, they're a lot closer or they're a lot different. Where if you look at the homicide stats, like, hey, actually, more of these people get shot by this and stuff. And then you're like, well,
what per kind capita, of group of people are we talking about?
And here? Then you group it into certain people, and then you're like, okay, here we go. Skip around that, but it's like essentially it's funny because if you bring them up like that, like what's funny though, because there's a handful of statistics, and depending on how you view it in generals, like generalizations or larger scales, will completely sway the statistics. And that's why it's pretty cool in a little book, because you can kind of see where they start that statistic too is a good playing point. So it's like, oh, why are they trying to play it lower to make the number sound lower? Or why are they trying to play it higher to make the number sound higher? They're trying to make it sound more
extreme. It's agenda. They have an agenda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how all of it is. So it's funny when they're like, the numbers don't lie. The book's like, oh, the numbers can always lie, like easily lie.
So who do you trust then?
Yourself and hopefully logic, right? Maybe it takes over. You're like, I know, I understand logic. You're like, I know that if I take a rock and smash my toe, it will really, really hurt.
The thing
that, like,
gets me fired up is the fact that everybody trusts these corporations out of nowhere.
Oh,
like, if you look back 10 years ago, it's like nobody was trusting these corporations. The same ones that were getting sued for, what, billions of dollars?
Oh, yeah.
Trillions?
It's the easy way out.
Gazillions?
It's the easy way out.
Just join what everybody else is saying.
Yeah, the Republic will take care of us.
Yeah.
It's the one thing too that finds it's like the
yeah I know it is kind of scary, right, when you're trying to go counter culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like whoa, everybody's looking at me. Nope. Hey, yeah. It was that guy. Fucking slaps his hand.
I mean, how many people do you think are willing to dress up like a clown and walk around downtown?
Yeah, butt ass naked, fucking dick flapping, knee to knee.
Yeah, just me.
Yeah, you're like this guy right here, dude, and all the other crazy clownopaths that want to meet next Friday night.
ICP.
You're like shouting it out there. We're going to be there, dude. Yeah. If you guys want to let the dong flit free, dude, or the clam hang, come on down, dude, to the clown
It becomes
round.
The fucking, we'll call
clown
it
around the block.
Damn, I had a good word, dude, but you ruined it.
Clowning around or clown.
No, it was going to be called clown. Like some sort, something like the clownerville.
There you go. Okay.
It's become the biggest celebration in America, bigger than Naked
huge,
Man.
Huge.
What is it called? Burning Man?
Burning Man.
Burning
Man. Bigger than Burning Man.
Burning
Every
Man.
Year, the gathering of the
Juggalos and Juggalettes.
Half clown ding hanging man.
Clowning around.
Nice.
We'll meet in the deserts of.
Clam hanging.
Right outside of Area 51. We'll charge it.
Right outside. Dude, yeah. That'd be a nightmare if you were a Marine holding it and you just seen clowns running at you.
And you're out of deathly fear of clowns.
Yeah. Mm. And then you wake up 15 years later having freaking flashbacks.
15 years later.
He's got like a whole family and kids. Oh, he's like, Grandpa, what's the matter? He's like, nothing.
The clowns are everywhere.
I can't tell you, yeah.
I was mowing him down.
I'm so glad you came out of your coma. It's your birthday. We got you a clown.
Fucking smokes the grandkid.
Yeah.
Smokes like, the clown. Right in front of everybody.
Boom. Arm just goes flying.
We have one rule in our family.
33 mag, dude.
Yeah. The kid gives it to the grandpa.
And him, grandpa.
We brought you a gift, grandpa. And him. Like, what?
Jesus.
Hey, I'm Rusty the Boom. Yeah.
He's like, all right. But no, that shit is like freaking like cultural and generational, dude.
Clowns?
Yeah, and smoking people like that. Boom. No, fucking freaking the people's habits or whatever, right? There were we talking about just before the video of, what were we talking? No, it was just before that.
I don't know. I feel like I keep derailing us. I'm sorry.
You always do, dude. It's just your thing. You? That's your thing, dude.
I'm sorry. I don't know where I'm just trying to bring a little bit of spice.
You're always bringing your freaking fetishes, dude.
Yeah. The foot fetish.
What kind of a feet? Does she have a club foot?
Yeah. Let me get a look at the toes.
Clowns, dude.
Dickless.
No, yeah. Long dick. Clowns, dude.
Yeah, I'm just a symmetry guy. A symmetry guy, dude.
Fucking a clown with good feet.
Sounds like something.
Like, what's the percentage rating to toenail to toe? You know what I'm saying? Like, if
the toenail wraps around the toe like a protective cover.
That's too much. It's like 50-50. You don't want that.
The overhanging one or whatever they say.
You gotta run. I mean, some people
sharpen them. Yeah, spikes.
Then okay, she could climb up a tree. What if that's a feral woman?
What if you got this girl that's a 10, dude, but her fucking her toe's a freaking 2? Do you get her? Do you get her plastic surgery on the feet, dude?
No, I could get paper bags.
You like have her like they basically like
get her in the house and paper bags.
She's always wearing like always wearing
water. Get your bags on.
They have to be like a sock, like the little doggy ones that are like velcroed over, like so they don't fall off or they like kick them off or nothing. Yeah. Hey, don't kick those off.
They're like they're the medical ones.
Oh, like keep them on there. Good, yeah. That's how you
keep them
do
on
it,
there with a fucking, what is it called? The thing that people carry on their ankles? Ankle monitor?
Ankle monitor? Oh,
yeah, but like tighten them on there.
He's like, it's not, dude. It's an air tag, dude. Totally normal. Mm-hmm. Totally normal. He's like air tagging them and shit. That's what's weird, dude. Is like
how that's one thing I'm surprised is people ain't air tagging each other like a lot.
Oh, they are, dude.
Are they?
Even with your phone, dude. You just share locations with other Apple people. And
there's
stuff.
They sell on Amazon like an air tag finder that you can see like a tracking device in your car.
Oh,
like, you move it around like a wand.
That's interesting.
Like a gaydar.
Wait, what? And it like prints a 3D thing of like what happened in your car. Mm-hmm. So you could put it in someone's wallet and they'd be like, "What was going on in here?"
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that magnet, dude. The pussy magnet.
It was
magnet.
A bumpy road.
He's like, where's the magnet? Where can I find that magnet? I would want just the magnet.
For the pussy magnet. The pussy magnet?
Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, it's like a little tiny. It looks like, dude, it looks what? It looks like an old school freaking remote school, huh? It has like a little red guido counter. And if you go into next something that has some kind of, it's emitting some kind of radio wave or some kind of little
sending
GPS
signal.
Wave, it fucking goes. So you can find it in like behind a door.
You know where it was made.
Yeah, you know exactly where it was made.
You know exactly, dude. It'd be funny, dude. You're just like, you totally think it's gonna make the noise, but instead you go there and it's like, it's right there. You're like, what?
I found it. You're like, I like my one that was made in, this one was made in America.
It just starts dropping like hard racial slurs. You're like, whoa, shit, this ain't mine, dude. Bought this shit on Amazon, fucking trash, right? Fucking throw it down. It's like, oh shit. But I will shout out Amazon.
Where would you buy yours from if they came with like different accents like that?
British.
I like Australian accents if I must say.
Ooh, that girl from Bedazzled, what's her name?
Oh man, we were looking at her from back in the day, dude. Yeah, that girl.
South Africa?
I don't know where she's from, but her accent is dope. I think she might be British.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't mind some British girls, dude. But I like an Australian accent, you know. That's why when girls are like see a man that's like, oh, they're from here, you know, and they have an accent and everything, and guys are like, that's so stupid. I'm like, I get it, dude. I hear, you know, a girl from another country. I'm like, hey, it's provocative, exotic, you know. I'm like, I like it, dude.
Except she's not exotic, dude.
It kind of is. It's like a different dynamic. Everybody's got their thing, dude, and if it's unique to you.
Technically, we're the most exotic.
What do you mean, us? Dude.
Like, as far as, like,
I'm definitely not. Are you talking like Americans in general?
Melting pot?
Our voices.
Liz Hurley, Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley.
The devil. that one's funny. It's a good ass.
Where's she from?
This shit's funny.
South Africa.
English actress.
Colonizer.
The dang colonizer. And Austin Powers, too. That shit's funny. It's like, when did you stop counting? But that was what I was going to talk about, too, is another thing with the generational thing, and those was someone at my work, one of my coworkers, we were talking about
these generational trauma.
Or like those TikTok videos where they've been getting like Gen Z people with like the new generation people or whatever. I can't remember. It was millennials and whatever. And they ask them questions like, how would you, like if I were to ask you guys, how do you guys
peel a banana?
Or how do you guys roll down a window? If I were to say, roll down a window for charades. If we're playing charades, how do you roll down a window?
Dude, like,
In a car. In a,
what oh, you, in a car. Yeah, I thought you were talking about in a house, dude.
He's like doing interesting. So, yeah, that's how you do it, huh? How would you do it? How would you roll up a window in a car?
It's for sure. I've never been had powered yeah. windows or even open
so
windows.
So you go like
they're
this.
Stuck.
Yeah, you're like, I throw a fucking rock through the glass.
Fucking, that's yeah, it. I roll it down, dude.
I guess you could do
one of these if you have a new car, but you could just.
Well, that's what's funny in these things. Let me pull these ones up. But then they ask them shit like, how would you take a photo? You know, how do you take a picture? For charades. Take a picture. You know,
yeah.
Be like, they're like freaking pull their hand up and do a flat picture, you know, so they. Basically make it flat and they push a bump behind it.
Yeah, they've never witnessed anything. That'd be like me, like...
They're like, make a call. And then they'll, most of the time, the people are like, hello. And so they'll pick it up like this. Or usually the person our age will be like, hello. And then they say, hang it up. And then so then they'll put the phone down like that on a receiver. And then usually the young kid now will pull it off and be like, end it by touching this flat screen. So you're like, oh, interesting.
Imagine if you did charades with somebody from the 1940s and I asked mm-hmm. you, how do you start your vehicle? You'd be like this.
Vehicle. What the hell is a vehicle? In the 1940s, maybe if I did that, they'd be like, oh, you don't have to do that because they had to go before it was out front.
Crank
yeah.
it.
Unless they had those badass, like, old John Deere tractors where how they fucking start it is they load the fucking shotgun shell
yeah,
in it.
The
dude, they, like, roll it in there and shit, and they just get in there. Ka-doosh!
There's some motorcycles like
yeah,
that, too.
Bitch.
They're pretty dope.
See, that's what's cool, innovation, dude. But here's the video. See, hopefully it's not too loud, but so it's millennial versus Gen Z. But they just had them side by side. But it's funny because, what is it?
Turn
10,
it down
20
a
years?
Bit.
Let's see. Okay, how do you hang up the phone? How do you hang up the phone? So you should touch the button. He does like the receiver thing. And they're doing the heart. They were showing a lot of the younger kids do like the finger one instead of like the hand one.
They should have them do finger glasses. Show me finger glasses.
And that'd be interesting. See, here's the window. Do you see him? How do you roll down a window? She's like, puts her finger to like just hit the button.
Yeah, dude. Different like, generation, bro.
Different gens.
It was quick, though. Think about. So it almost goes back to that Joe
not,
Rogan.
Not
joke.
Really quick. No. It's been 20 years, bro.
Think about.
Also, like just before us was like the circle phones, right?
Yeah, like I remember those.
Yeah, we had one too.
Yeah, in there. Well, did you go with the car thing? So what? The first car maybe was in the 20s and shit. And that's probably how the window rolled down, huh, with the little roller. That shit did that till probably the 90s. And then all of the 90s come out, you start rolling up the windows. That's like 20 years old.
No.
Dude, and now these kids are like, but do for like 60 years. 80 years, let's say 80, 20.
Because it's like the more
expensive
the cars are,
shit,
the
know?
More technology they have. So mm-hmm. in the 70s, like there was cars with phones in them. Wired phones.
We are downgrading a little bit because some of the 80s cars were dope like that, yeah.
So, yeah.
There was also cars with powered windows back then.
And also push to start, right? Push to start was the cool thing. Black and yellow.
Maybe not in the 20s and 40s, but when we were there, they had automatic windows.
I would imagine that.
Like when we were growing up, my truck's a 2004.
Do you have roll-up windows automatic?
I have wound-up windows. But it's a 2004 truck, but I know that
the XL version has fucking
the XL electric. Version has electric yeah. versions, or see, like Ford Explorer, like the one my grandpa had was electric ones. Like I remember that when we were little. So like they did have powered windows back then in like the 2000s.
Yeah,
when we were
even
fucking,
before that.
Yeah, when we were kids,
80s,
they had
dude.
It.
80s. Yeah, so that's what I was saying. Yeah, so it come. Most high profile vehicles in the 80s had them and became more common in all the 90s vehicles, so almost in every type of car in the 90s.
In the early 2000s, all the expensive Ferraris and shit had push to start, and then in 2010 and later, the fucking Nissan Altima had a fucking push to start.
Yeah.
Let's see, when did cars come out?
The first car.
Yeah, because I guess the freaking... Oh, it's the movies. The first freaking yeah, the car comes up. It's the movie.
It came out in 2013, dude.
2006.
2006.
The car's a movie. Yeah, it's old, bro.
dude, did you really? See that fucking?
That's what it said. Yeah, it said 2006 was that cars, but no, like what would the? Because even the Model T came out, but people weren't like necessarily buying it in a sense.
I don't think those cars had roll down windows at all. I think they were just. Yeah, once you're in, you're in.
Holy
nah,
shit.
Nah, dude, they had roll down windows. This is, let me see. I wonder when. Oh, should I put that old, in there, dude. Too? Should I put when did cars have roll down? Because I wonder how fast it goes, because sometimes it just seems like our generation.
Dude, and if you think about it, in the 70s and the 60s, like a lot of those old vans and shit had the crack of the windows. The crack
van windows.
Yeah, yeah, those are nice.
Those are nice. They don't make those anymore. Cigarettes. Yeah. They don't make those anymore. Those are sick.
There's some, yeah, there's some pretty dope ones out there that people have, like, refurbished, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, the Model Ts in the early 19, 20, and 30 vehicles had, so, like, the tilt center windows, so like, Safari.
Mm-hmm.
So they fucking been to Safari Glass. So that became common in all vehicles from the 40s.
Yeah.
So they did Whirlps for the 40s and stuff like that into, what, the 60s?
So when did they get roll-down windows? Years.
So it's about half and half, huh? About even.
Yeah.
So about every 20 years is a new innovation. So they got
roll-down windows became the main production in the fall of the 1940s vehicles. So
1941.
Yeah, there's a hiatus though, right? Like right there in the 40s.
Yeah.
Where it's like we're all going to not make any more cars.
Well, it's weird because if you look at all the Tesla and they have all those electric vehicles, and it's saying here, so they already had hydroelectrical vehicle systems,
mm-hmm.
but it was like an affordable way, I guess, to not charge people for that system, and you can have a roll up and the family can get in a premium car or some shit. You know, hey, fucking station wagon, throw that shit. So I guess it's getting close to about the same time and shit, but it's funny because I remember watching Netflix videos or old school Netflix when they were talking, oh no, it was on demand, when the little kid's like, back in my day, we had to go down to the movie theater to pick up movie mm-hmm. rentals, you know, and it was the movie rental thing, and you just be on demand. Fuck, even on demand, that was the thing to talk about. It was like, shit, you could just get on there if you paid for cable and shit. You get on there now, it's what? Netflix, fucking Hulu. So you can still do it on demand, but it's like multiple places now. And you're like, God damn it, dude. It is a weird thing because that's what I was going to like. I still think even with that, with the generational thing, with it switching into that kind of automatic version, that it is like that Joe Rogan thing, dude. Is what I was kind of is. If I sent you in the woods with an axe, how long until you fucking sent me an email? And I think the more it goes on, and like even just this showing it, if it's 20 years or whatnot, dude, that much more deep into the society thing, like society, we have to like make it work in a sense. Because when people are like, dude, I can't wait for the freaking apocalypse and shit. Because like, dude, if power goes out and society goes down, dude, fuck.
What's the first thing you're doing?
Well, you almost, I don't know if you bug out.
You're like people killing are like, myself.
I'm going to bug out. It's like, bug out to fucking where, dude? Like, oh, up the hill, dude, and fucking then I'm going to starve. But like,
well,
you know, because it's like a lot of times you almost got to be like, okay, do you hold down the fort and then you get people scavenging? You have people like Danny McBride rolling in with
like that,
fucking the Channing biggest Tatum. Fucking
scary thing, booty. Dude, is you don't know what's going to happen. Like, if, let's say, the power goes out, right? All electricity, you can't call no one, right? How long before you figure it out? It's just not, it's not a power outage. This is like heavy. Mm-hmm. Couple days, 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now you want to bug out. Do you want to bug out?
No, now there's checkpoints.
Now there's checkpoints. Chinese mm-hmm. checkpoints.
Chinese checkpoints. They're speaking Chinese.
Over 33,000 Chinese immigrants have migrated here.
Have you been learning your Chinese?
I think at this point, if
anybody could buy guns, it's a bet. The one of the greatest thing about America is anybody could buy a gun.
So go out and buy yourself a gun.
Also, anybody can buy a gun.
Mm-hmm. So go out, buy yourself a gun.
So there's checkpoints.
No,
Chinese.
Six hours into a power
red
outage,
stars
dude.
Everywhere.
6 hours into a power outage.
This is looking
outage.
Like the Milky
I'm already
Way.
Driving through there, freaking face painted like Joker, dude. And
whoa,
I'm already around murdering the people. They're like, hey, already, stop, dude.
Second,
I'm like,
this
is, am I doing
outage.
This right? Am I doing it's like, and full anarchy, dude. It's like the purge and
just
shit.
A regular just like, blackout.
It's like, dude, I thought he was planning on like bugging out and like surviving. It's like, no, he just went crazy, dude. And just
he went Mad Max on this bitch, dude.
It's just like fucking. Because that's one thing.
Minigun on your car.
You never know, dude. Like, that's how I think a lot of people are probably like, they just see this guy. Who the fuck is that guy going crazy? It's like, dude, is that the car salesman? It's like, yeah, dude, there's some dude walked by and just smoked his wife in front of him. He's probably like, oh, yeah, people could snap. You never know. Like, especially mm-hmm. in an apocalypse situation, some shit like that happens, the guy's going to be like, everybody's fucking dead, you know? And so
dude, the other day I seen a guy fucking road raging so hard at a stoplight, dude. The green light turned to go left. And he just sitting, dude, I heard him through my window and through his window how loud he was yelling.
Sometimes
I like rolled my window
across,
down and I looked
dude.
Over and he's like, oh, that's fucking great. And he's like punching his steering wheel. And I'm like, poor truck, dude. And this guy's angry.
Poor truck, poor wife, man.
Now imagine that guy. With Mad Max.
Firepower.
Mm-hmm. Just found out his family died.
Mm. World ended.
Well, I think it...
World's over. It's done.
Yeah, it's gone. What, dude, a lot of people are going to be... Bring
back the world again. Bring back
better. A lot
of
people are going to be pissed, and they're going to be surprised, and they're going to be like, what the hell? And so I think there's going to be a lot of that initial panic. Because you get all those kids nowadays, you're showing them... post the videos where they're like, why do I have to work? You know, and all these people are joking, like, oh, look at these kids. They don't want to work. But they don't even understand that it doesn't make sense. Cause like, yeah, why do I got to work? But it's like, yo, you got to be a participant in this game of society. Because if you're out in the woods, you're going to fucking have to work to survive. But there's, like, such a detachment from that. And it's like, dude, we're really could be closer to that than further from it.
So then
it,
here's the scenario, dude. It's 5 years after the blackout. You have your little colony. And then one of these little shits is like, I don't want to work anymore, Brick. You take them out back.
And teach them how to work.
I take them to show them the bunnies.
Teach them how to work.
Take them to show them the rabbits, dude. No, I'll be like, I'll show you guys the rabbits. Have I showed you the rabbits? And everyone else be like, not me, none. And then the kid would be like, oh, I haven't seen it. And be like, that's right, dude. You don't even know the story, dude, of the rabbits, dude. And I'll take them to show them the rabbits, dude. Just like freaking
And Brick's like, all right, time to get back to work. All right. Caroline, Darlene.
Merlene.
Caroline, Merlene, the rest of my fucking...
Serlene.
That's how you know there's no sneaky cunts in there. Dude. Yeah. Like, you're like, all right, hey, what's your name? I haven't seen you around. Susan. Killer.
Let's go over here, Susan.
Dude, that's like...
No, Brooke would be like, your new name, Sarlene.
Two.
Excuse me?
Second.
That's what
I'm
you
Sarlene in the back.
Yeah.
Sarlene the second.
You make the best Sarlene
steaks. I'm Sarlene the second. Son of a bitch. I'm running out of names.
It'd be like freaking...
And then I show up. I'm like, Brick, something weird about this town you're running. There's women everywhere.
Like that, or
it's
like
I don't know what you're talking about.
Admarine, what are you talking about, boy?
Dude, Game of Thrones, dude. That's not even my name. Shit.
Go crazy, bro, dude. Is that what you're telling us? You'd go crazy?
No, I was going to say... It was like it would be like out in Game of Thrones or out in the woods and shit.
Admiral would be the first
every time
one
I was
crazy,
like,
Kona
was like, go louder, louder, louder. It's tricky.
I would. I'd be the
out
first
of us
one.
Three, dude. Admiral's the first one to start taking
feral,
bodies.
Dude. Yeah.
The neighbor across the street, Mexican dude, you've known him your whole fucking life, dude, comes across the street. He's like, Admiral, you know anything? Boosh. He's right through the front door. Body, dude. One, he scratches it on his gun.
You won't get me with that one.
That wear way. My neighbor's face as a mask, you pervert. You see his family crying across the street. God. Got his whole family in it.
What would you do? What would you do?
What are you talking about?
In an apocalypse situation, boom, and power's been out. What
well,
you
if
doing?
I can't be telling you that, I'd be giving you my game plan.
Cowering in the corner.
No. I'd give you a fake one. I would just end it right there.
Because I think a lot of people... Yeah,
no, I've already got a plan, dude.
And shit like that,
I've been
dude.
Digging a bunker under my house.
There, a lot of people are like, I'm going to fucking survive. I'm going to get myself a woman. I'm going to start a colony. It's probably like, that will never happen. That's like, that's probably like...
Dude, yeah, if you haven't got a woman
zero,
now
zero,
when it's
zero,
easy,
zero.
You ain't getting one then.
Oh, dude,
because
yeah.
a lot of them have really ugly feet. If they survive, dude.
Yeah, they're going to be like walking for
they're
a while.
They're going to be walking for a minute.
Dude, yeah. You know, like, no one hiking, none anything.
Dude.
No ballerinas, dude.
Yeah.
None of
have
that
you ever,
shit,
yeah, dude. Have you ever gone hiking for 15 hours barefoot? Dude, that leaves you looking like Sasquatch. That's where you get those Sasquatch freaking footprints that people find out in the woods is them girls that have been hiking out there. And people are like, holy shit, I found Sasquatch footprints. Nope. That's them wild nature girls, dude.
Yeah, you're never going to
date they're running around and shit in the lake and stuff, and you're like.
You ever date a chick that's freaking coming off a... Appalachian Trail, dude.
I thought you
were going to
say TRT, dude.
Yeah.
She's got a mustache bigger than mine.
Oh, man.
Brick's like, I can't take this conversation anymore.
No, it's tricky. Yeah, I'll have to turn it down a little bit.
No, dude, I like yelling into the microphone. I like people's ears bleeding.
Is it, yeah, no, it's good. It's
God
good.
Damn it, dude.
We'll keep it in there, but yeah, I'd be interested. What would you do?
Sorry, with what? Survival?
Yeah, survival apocalypse.
Fuck, dude, I don't know. I'd sit around and wait for a minute. Like Brian said, I'd figure it out.
You should have a plan.
You sit in the coward, like, corner and panic. Oh,
at least
God,
the people
fuck?
That you care about
no,
the most have a plan, right?
Well, for, like, dude, when the power goes out, do you first thing do? All right, time to start robbing Walmarts.
Oh, I get back to counting bullets.
Yeah. Like, how long until after the power's out do you start thinking about maybe this is going the wrong way?
Mine would be more.
Do you have a radio?
I have a wind up radio.
I would go off random. Honestly, if I were to put my phone and the phone signals down too, then it would be different. But if it's just regular power outage, I look over and I can see power over there.
Did you hear about
that
solar flare?
If it's the whole neighborhood, fuck.
Did you hear about that solar flare that happened, apparently?
Yeah.
That took out a bunch of AT&T phone lines?
Just AT&T?
Yeah. It took out their satellites.
Sus.
No, wasn't it? I think it was.
It was a large group of cellular phones in the U.S. or some shit. So all those people lost cellular phones. And let's just say maybe somewhere there was like a flood or some shit and then the neighborhood got
just
flooded.
Just at the same time.
Yeah. And?
That would suck, dude. And like the corpses of the graveyard came up.
Dude.
So it kind of like, is there zombies?
I've got the fucking Michael Jackson theme song playing in my head right now.
Is that a zombie? Is that a zombie? And it like gets up. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. I just don't remember how it goes. Ding,
ding, ding. That's pretty close.
Because they're dreaming.
It's thriller.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. That's what I had, dude. And you're like, with your Desert Eagle. Probably 2 weeks before I start doing anything. But I'd probably 2 weeks.
You're out of food already, dude.
No, dude. I told you I've been building a bunker. I've been digging it with a spoon and shit.
Fam, you're out of food.
And I've been saving up food. I have food saved up for
about
4 months.
All the 7-Elevens are already ransacked.
No, probably I think dried milk has a shelf life of like 6 years or some shit, right?
Condensed milk or like powdered milk?
Powdered milk.
I don't know.
I've got
so.
Like 5 gallons of it.
Your addiction to powdered milk is what saves your life.
are you like lactose intolerant?
Huh?
Are you like lactose intolerant?
But it's condensed.
It's like, I need the milk, dude.
I need it, dude. It's protein, dude.
Because really, dude, you could just survive off other shit, too. You know, if you were to grow veggie.
What the fuck?
Your tomatoes and shit are still growing.
If you have animals, too, you can eat them.
Yeah.
Mm?
Pigeons.
If you have chickens.
I've actually learned how to capture pigeons.
Mm-hmm. Street people.
They like know that one of them is gonna get sacrificed. They think it's like the greatest way to die.
You just lay out a bunch of food that's got like chloroform in it or something. They just eat it and they're like, all of them passing out, flying off. They're just falling through the sky. Shit, what's happening? That's mine. That one's mine. That one's mine. It came and ate my poison. I mean, it fell in natural causes. Grab it, run off.
You could maybe fish for them, like fishing for fish, but for birds, like set up a bunch of hooks.
Jesus Christ.
And
dude.
They land down there just fucking yanking.
Mutilated.
Do you have a license for that? You're like, yeah, dude, I got my bird fishing license.
Bird fishing license.
I mean, you can shoot them, right?
I'm just sitting there trying to think of some clever ways, dude. I don't have booby traps or nothing like that. I haven't gone to the
store.
It'd
be like forgetting people and shit. Because that'll be the interesting part, dude. If you watch like Independence Day and shit, when everyone's like, oh shit, they just all get in the freeway and they're all stuck there. Yeah. And all of a sudden the things like lasers coming in or whatever. And they're like, they're all stuck there, you know?
They call it a tactical laser.
That'll probably, more realistically, it probably will happen. Everyone.
So I would be safe.
That would be a smart way to do it, though, dude. Like if you're skipping town and you don't want a lot of people following you. You get a trailer on your trailer that can detach when you want it to. Have it loaded up with a bunch of stuff. And you detach it so you close off the mountain.
That would be fucking evil, dude.
Well, yeah, it blows the passage, dude. I'm going to blow up Mindy's Gap.
Yeah, it's like the two mountains.
Yeah,
some little girl holding her teddy bear in her mom's car. Mom, what's that?
She's just in there. The parents gone, dude. She's an orphan.
It's like that one thing that happened in California when that earthquake hit.
Chopped the car in half.
Chopped the car in half, and the kid was like in the back, and the parents got freaking.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Dang. She lost her leg or some shit too, I think.
Yeah, that's like wild. Went straight down in front of them. Imagine you're just sitting there in the back, like backseat driving and shit. Turn up the AC, and all of a sudden the freaking. You're just sitting in front of a wall, essentially. A
concrete wall.
It's like, what the hell, dude?
It's like the Amazon guy with the train.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, what is it? He drives.
Where he's driving the train and goes over. Or
oh, I've seen that video. Yeah,
it, and
yeah.
Then the train takes out.
Oh, yeah.
He got lucky as shit. Yeah. Dude,
for some reason, my brain went to the Amazon and a guy driving a train in the Amazon.
That's your problem, buddy.
I know. My brain's in another dimension.
It's the generation, dude. You're not with this new generation, dude. You got to get in there. Because it is weird, dude. Just even with the swear words that we were talking earlier, it's just a fucking word that's attributed to a thing. At the time being, you know, because Amazon, all the way up until what 10 years ago,
you take a fucking time machine to the future, the N word is like, what's up?
Yeah, you're like, this is commonplace, dude. You remember the Titans, dude? You can get away with it, dude.
Dude,
what's up, man?
Do you think there's somebody like that out there? They're like, I want to just travel this time so I could just say the word freely. Like, they just, like, got it pent up. They got to, like, time travel there.
That's the only reason why they fucking became mad scientists.
Essentially, yeah, so they can go there and like, see the word.
Hardcore racist.
Oh, God. And they come back.
They'll create I got all that out of my chest.
What did you just create? Time machine, but I scrapped it. Why?
I'm fine now.
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Get away from me, brother.
You create a timeline all your own, dude, after that. Essentially, all what it would be, you go to a timeline, and you're not going to back in time. You know, you create your own timeline. You create a whole new timeline just to fucking drop some slurs, walk off. It's like, what happened in that dimension? I don't know. Dude, I just fucking yeah, the aliens dropped some are looking at it. And walked off, dude.
Aliens like, are like, watching you up from afar.
They're like looking at the timelines. What was that all about? Mm-hmm. Look, dude, let's just, better not, we don't even talk about that.
You know what? We're going to play it on the Jumbotron. In front of the whole world. Let's see what Brick did.
Where did you go, Brick? What time?
Oh, shit.
Brick's like, son of a bitch, dude. I knew that was going to come.
Felt like someone was watching me.
And it's funny too because like you go back and there's a giant camera crew just standing there. Brick's like, you know, I did think that was a little strange.
Hindsight.
Yeah, you know what they say? Hindsight's 20/20.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. let's continue with your. That's what were good. You saying? Something about feet and how it's yeah. weird that all Amazon women actually have perfect ones. Like in the stories when Amazon they're like running big? Around, huh?
No.
Yeah, like the like you know when somebody says you know like the Amazon warriors or whatever, like they're just women. Like they're just
the Amazonians.
Women. Yeah.
Now I'm offended, dude. I never brought up Amazonian women or feet once, dude.
Dude, my brain is fucking.
He's back to the feet.
Feet, dude.
And
you, freaking, oh, Amazon.
And you're throwing me under the bus,
dude. Amazon.
Amazon. He had me there.
Yeah. The truck. Yeah.
Good save,
so that's how
good
I
save,
connected
good save.
That.
Yeah, he's like, good save. And he's like, with the feet, though, I mean, am I right? Am I right, guys? Like, but there's a lot of people, dude. Feet Finder's a big thing, dude.
What
Isn't
is that?
What it is? I'm yeah. pretty sure it's like Feet Finder.
Is that a
finder.
Website? Can you write it down for me?
Yeah, he's like, he's like, what do you mean?
He's a
like,
moderator.
Hold on a second,
right there on
dude.
The fucking yeah, first page.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
He's got a picture of me.
Yeah, how do you spell foot, dude? Feet? How do you spell this?
He's like, yeah, a golden foot award.
A footy.
Oh my god, dude. That actually footy. Be kind of cool, dude. Hey, I'm just saying, like, for somebody else to do it.
Yeah, not me.
Not me, of course. I wouldn't be doing that.
Well, what about besides feet finding? What else do you want to give the people, dude? We like to give the people.
Oh shit,
something,
is it about
dude.
That time?
Holy
fuck.
We're a little
fuck,
bit in
dude.
There, dude.
Just listen to your heart, people.
Listen to your heart.
You're like promoting that song. You're like, it's a good song, dude. Play it on replay.
When she's calling to you,
Listen is it to like, your heart. Or do you want to, is it like the Andrew Tate advice when they're like, I think the worst advice is tell someone to be themselves. If you're a worthless piece of shit, you don't want to be that. So it's like.
That's true.
Wait, who said that?
Andrew Tate.
Wow, that's actually pretty fucking good, dude.
You know, yeah, because it's a lot of the people in the news who are like, you know, whatever they want to run with. Hey, sex traffic women.
You think he did?
Well, what they said he did, and it kind of eventually stole their likeness. He freaking said, hey, can you know, I use, they went and did some videos, you know, of them doing the cam stuff. He's like, hey, can I use these, essentially? And I'm going to talk to these guys. And the girl's like, yeah, sure. She goes off living her life, and he's sitting there fucking talking to some dude, scamming him. So essentially more of that than any type of trafficking. So the trafficking came from, he essentially stole their likeness. It's like basically stealing someone's identity online and making false things.
Yeah, but that's not trafficking.
Yeah, not really essentially trafficking, because supposedly what they said is the girls that stayed and lived with him, because he had multiple girlfriends at a time, that they were against their will or something. But it's interesting, because, you know, it's one side of the spectrum.
Oh, like they lived there against their will?
That's what they said. Probably. Yeah.
They probably had got kicked out against their will.
I don't know. It's just one of those things that they just cancel them and do whatever. You know, so.
Yeah. That's rough, dude. Like, everybody wants to preach that they don't. They fight the establishment, right? That they're not part of the sheeples. But then, like, something like that happens, kind of like when Rated R games, right, or Mortal Kombat was coming out, and everybody's like, oh, it's making people fight each other. They think Andrew Tate's going to make the same thing.
Yeah, like people. Halo and shit. People are going to get a gun, dude.
People are going to start...
fight aliens, dude.
Yeah, they're going to fucking go after the those freaking... Are they, dude? With the Covenant. Yeah, that's what it was.
There's 33,000 of them, dude.
And I mean...
And there's fucking 33,000 more because they're all addicted to...
Someone who's playing...
Simbots,
fucking
dude.
Grand Theft Auto is playing for hours, right? Mm. Hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. They're not out committing crime.
Yeah.
They're playing a fucking video game. They're ordering pizza off the fucking interwebs.
That's what I thought they
did. Not leaving their house, killing people.
It's like living vicariously through it, you know? It's like the point of the video game in a sense, but...
Yeah.
So I could see, like, every once in a while, a 10-year-old kid being like, and I stole my grandma's car.
Yeah. Did hood rat shit.
Yeah.
Doing hood rat shit. Friends. It's like, hell shit. Yeah.
There's always going to be the outliers, no matter what.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good book. I'll recommend that shit out there.
Outliers?
Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell.
I will recommend just having a good day.
Follow your
I was going to ask you guys. Like, you guys watch that video on YouTube?
Yes.
The Billy Carson one?
Billy Carson.
Oh, yeah. I watched it. Or I listened to it, too. Yeah, that was really good, dude. That was way good.
Are your eyes open now?
They've been open. I feel like I've been talking about that for years.
You've been talking about freaking feet and everything.
Yeah.
Brick, are your eyes open now?
I think
we've taught you how to
I can finally think I can finally see. No, it was pretty cool, and it was just interesting, too. I guess, what is it? Is his name? It's Sean Ryan, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny when you're hearing, like, people from the government kind of talk about it and how they'll verify themselves. And they're like, yeah, see, so there's this program like this, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, and it's kind of funny. It's just like, called it. It's like everybody in the whole freaking truth or community.
But
or
they
like
could also be
theory.
Making
it's
it
like,
up and putting it out there, right?
Yeah, yeah, but that's what they say about a lot of people and stuff. But it's some kind of...
What's your favorite operation?
You can see. Sometimes you can see
paperclip.
It, dude, if you follow it. That's what's kind of funny about that shit, too, though. It's just like, when he's like, what, you think it's what, 10 of them? It was like 4,500.
Mm-hmm. Operations?
Yeah, or Nazis that came over, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't just like a handful. It was like 4,500.
It was a lot. And only one guy got tried for it, right?
Yeah, and like Antarctica, you always talk about Antarctica and all that shit where, you know, you're like, hey, can you go down there or not? Supposedly, out of all those people that got killed where Hitler was, it was just him, you know, him killing himself in a sense.
And his wife.
But all those people that escaped, they all went to Argentina. All those places like Argentina, which essentially that's one of the last stops you're going to do before you go into Antarctica. It's like one of the closest ones to it. So it's kind of funny.
Well, yeah. Doesn't he say that Hitler went to Argentina in that podcast?
That's what he thinks, yeah. At least, or a good portion of at least the Nazi nobility in a sense or whatever. Super good podcast. Yeah, that was a good recommendation, I thought.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
And I went and seen Dune 2. Dude, I recommend that too. I'm sure people are always shitting it out there. It's been them on the talk of the town. But, dude, it was cool going to the movie theaters. Been trying to go to the movies. I'm going to shoot that one out there too.
Dune 2, dude. I'm still upset you didn't get the freaking wormussy, dude. Yeah.
Somebody, they cleaned the house, dude. And they said some guy came through. His name was Admire, dude. Yeah. I was like, but I don't know. We didn't ask questions.
Admire the Bandit.
And he's like, oh.
What other questions did he ask?
With the two eye patches.
He's like,
did he ask anything about feet?
One over his eye.
You're the other way around. Who was it? What did he look like? Describe him to me. He was like, certainly he's fucking dead. Dead man. He's a fucking dead man.
Yeah.
And
who
like,
was it that sent this to you?
Sinks ship.
Yeah.
Killing him. Ships. He's like in there making sure like, clean up his freaking loose ends over at the movie theater. But it was pretty fun, dude. I like going to the movies, dude. It's one of those things that I think are going to be gone in the generational coming up, dude. I think people are.
Nah, dude.
The young kids aren't enjoying it as much as they should, dude.
We still have drive-ins.
Yeah, fucking chance.
Those are supposed to be gone, I thought you were going to say something else, dude. I was like,
the champs, too. The delivered, last of the little guys, dude. The livers, mm-hmm. dude. So, shout out to them, too, dude. Shout out to them. It's almost getting, I mean, what is it? We had a spring ahead today, so it's spring starting, dude. So, man, shout out to the freaking...
Bunnies.
Cars at shows or whatever the hell it is. The drive-ins, dude. It's about to be summertime. Dust off your tops. Wash the cars.
Yep, and all you...
crank up the Lost Minds podcast.
Long-haired, freaky people.
Out there.
Need not apply. Unless you're listening to Lost
Minds. Apply to the Lost Minds podcast.
Amazonian chicks. They sell the shirts. They're known as Lost Minds hoodies.
Death by Snoozing. I'm here. That's the only way I'm going out, baby.
Only way.
That'd be sick, dude, if we, like... Got that to be where the link was, like Amazonian Babes, and it pulls up freaking Lost Minds podcast t-shirts on the Amazonian Babes page.
And our quote will be, they're always perfect.
Yeah, because technically it is. If you just go to the Amazon.com and then you type in Lost Minds podcast, you'll pull up some Amazonian babes.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
And then you just, perfect. Yeah, you just put that shit in your cart.
Can we put our own pictures in there or no?
Of,
sure.
Of what?
We do merch.
In the Amazonian thing? Through the little merch thing.
Okay.
So, well, you
all right, dude.
You have to sign some stuff up.
We get those bikinis on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ordered them.
Oh, and do a, you can do that, dude. And just any design you want to place in there. Bada bing, bada boom, dude.
Let's do it.
It's the future, dude. People are in. So I guess everybody at home, dude, are you in for the new world order, dude? Are you like the old world order and you're ready for the takeover, dude? You're ready for the collapse? What do you guys think, dude? Comment the bullshit. We like to hear anything that you guys want to talk about. Because, yeah, we're just here to freaking fill the time, dude. And if we're right or wrong, let us know.
Because usually fuck it, right.
Dude. Usually.
Yeah, we like.
80% of the time, I'm right.
20% of the time. 80% of the time, or 80% of the stuff he talks about, he's right about 20% of the time. Or no, you want it the other way around. 20% of the time, I'm right 80% of the time.
Yep.
Or no. 80% of the right? Oh, shit, dude. This is not working out, dude. It's like going in circles.
I just know 20% of the time.
It's interesting. Check it out.
Yeah. Check it out.
Thank you for listening.